Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon from ETF Trends joins us now, as he does at this time every week, to give us his pick for the ETF of the week. Tom, as I pointed out, editor of ETF Trends. I saw him at Morningstar last week as well. Because you can't do anything major in the ETF space and not expect Tom to be there. And that, by the way, is a reason why you should check out ETF Trends, because it's not just, hey, here's what Tom likes or dislikes. It is full coverage of the ETF world. And of course, it's ETFTrends.com. Follow Tom on Twitter at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon, Lydon, L-Y-D-O-N. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back and great to see you.
Yes, it was, but now let's get down to business. Our ETF of the week is...
the Global X Super Dividend ETF, ticker SDIV.
SDIV for Super Dividends, the Global X Super Dividend ETF. I got to tell you, Tom, no matter what you pick, I know my audience is interested, but in this case, not to borrow too much, they're going to be super interested because dividend plays seem to be the number one focus. Is that why this is in the spotlight today?
Well, there's kind of a laundry list, and I think as you and I are both coming down from our Morningstar high last week, there was a lot from an economic standpoint, from a market standpoint that was thrown at us. But as we were selecting the ETF of the week, I think we took all of that into play. So a couple things. Still, yields are near 30-year lows. So, you know, the 10-year at 2.6%, if you're a fixed income investor, you're not making that much. So this ETF has a current yield of 6%, even though it is a growth-oriented ETF. But the key here is that it's not too expensive. The P/E ratio of this ETF and the underlying securities are at 14, where the S&P 500 is at 17. So you're actually getting in a global portfolio at a discount that's paying more than twice the 10-year treasury. Not a bad allocation, especially when we're seeing more interest in global allocations than we have in domestic allocations so far year to date.
You know, Tom, every other guest I have on the show is always warning, don't chase yield. Don't get too goofy with yield. Don't chase yield. Now, it's not entirely that you're suggesting that people go out and do it. It's just that they're talking about individual buys and you're really looking at bigger pictures and trends. But in this case, it's okay to chase yield?
Well, I think what the message is, because we're talking about globally, so if you look at yield and yield prices domestically versus globally, people feel that once you go outside the U.S., that automatically there's more risk. I think there's a strong case to be made, especially in emerging market countries, that the debt to book in emerging markets is a lot better priced from an economic standpoint in areas overseas, especially emerging markets, than it is in the U.S., based on all the debt we have, number one. Number two, they're paying more just because of that inherent perceived risk premium that really isn't there. And because the price or the P/E ratios are in so much better stead than we are here domestically, there's a lot of things that are adding up for not only domestic versus global versus U.S. allocation, number one, but also global yield versus U.S. yield. And I think if you're doing it the right way, and the folks at Global X have done a great job creating this index and this ETF where it's diversified, yes, there are some sectors like REITs and utilities and energy that make up a portion of this, but it's also diversified into other areas like industrials, consumers, and financials that help balance it out. And then finally, one quarter is allocated to the U.S., where other areas like Australia, Canada, France, Singapore make up the lion's share of the other allocations.
Well, that raises an interesting question, because you can rest relatively certain, if you are a dividend-oriented investor, that you're going to have some crossover with whatever you might have in your portfolio. So what's the role this is supposed to play? Where do the assets come if you're going to make a allocation to the Global X Super Dividends ETF?
Great point, Chuck. So, yes, in fact, yield component is very important here, but really come down to the lowest common denominator, their equity position. So this would come from your equity allocation, and I think if you are dividend-oriented at all, if you're looking at the overall dividend allocations within your equity portfolios, and you're not happy considering a 5% allocation from your equity allocation over to the Global X Dividend ETF, SDIV, would make sense. But I, too, feel after a five-year bull market that we will have corrections at one point in time, and it also is kind of a low volatility play. There hasn't been a lot of ups and downs in this ETF over an extended period of time. So if you do break the major trend line, the 200-day moving average, that would be your exit strategy.
Okay, so we've got the entry strategy and the reason, 5% of the equity side of things. If you're looking for additional dividend exposure, we've got the global perspective on it, and we have the exit strategy, that being if it breaks that major trend line, which we always check, and it's usually the 200-day moving average, that again, the case this time. It is the Global X Super Dividend ETF. The ticker symbol is SDIV. S for Super, DIV for Dividend. It's the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is editor of ETF Trends. For more information, check out ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. Follow Tom personally. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
Hey, we have just gotten things started on the Thursday, June the 26th edition of Money Life. That means that there's a lot more show to go, and it continues with the big interview when Money Life continues right after this message. Stick around. We'll be right back.